March 27, sowing and reaping. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Galatians 6, 7 and 8. What is it to sow to the flesh? It is to follow the desires and inclinations of our own natural hearts. Whatever may be our profession, if we are serving self instead of God, we are sowing to the flesh. The Christian life is a life of self-denial and cross-bearing. We are to endure hardness as good soldiers of Jesus Christ. We cannot inquire what is for our convenience, but only what are our orders. No one looks upon the life of the soldier as a life of self-pleasing and gratification. We are on the battlefield today, and two great forces are ever contending for the mastery. What are you sowing in your daily life? Are you sowing to your flesh? Are you thinking only of your pleasure, your convenience, sowing to pride and vanity and ambition? I entreat you to sow to the Spirit. Every temptation resisted will give you power to sow to the Spirit in another time of trial. If you are sowing faith, rendering obedience to Christ, you will reap faith and power for future obedience. If you are seeking to be a blessing to others, God will bless you. The joy we give to others will be reflected upon us again, for as we sow, we shall reap. Abundant provision has been made that all who desire to live a godly life may have grace and strength through Jesus, our divine Redeemer. The Christian's life is not to be one of burdens and cares, although the cross must be lifted and the burdens borne, for the servants of God are to draw peace and strength from the source of their strength, and in so doing they will find life full of happiness and peace. The whole being must be consecrated to God, for our precious Savior never shares a divided heart. Our inclinations and desires must be under the control of the Spirit of God, and then we shall be strengthened to fight the good fight of faith. We should daily ask, what are the captain's orders?